What is a securities exemption? A securities exemption is a, well, we talked about what's a security. Let's go back. So when you are selling securities, you either need to register the offering or qualify for an exemption from registration. Registering the offering means that you're going to go through a pre-approval process with a regulatory agency where they're going to scrutinize you and what you're doing before they give you approval to go out and sell it to investors. Then it's a public offering. So registered offering equals public offering. In the case of a non-public offering where you're going to qualify for an exemption, you have to follow a specific set of rules. So these are self-executing exemptions, meaning that you don't have to go through a regulatory pre-approval process. You just have to follow the rules, but you also have to have a record-keeping system to show how you followed the rules in case you're ever audited by a securities regulatory agency. I like to think of this like a tax deduction. You're entitled to take a tax deduction. You can claim it on your tax returns. But if you're ever audited, then you have to produce the documentation for the IRS to show them why you were entitled to take that exemption. If you're unable to produce that documentation, then they're not going to grant you that deduction, and they're going to make you pay the tax. So exemptions are very similar to that, in that if you can prove that you followed the exemption, then you're allowed to take it, and they're not going to harass you for having sold securities without having an exemption. So what typical rules are there associated with securities exemptions? Well, typically, they're going to limit the dollar amount that you can raise. They're going to place some limitations on the qualifications of the investors who can invest with you. If it's an intrastate exemption, that means it's everything has to be collected all in that state. You, the object of the investment, and the investors all have to be within one state. There could be some time limits. For instance, you could only raise a certain dollar amount within a certain period of time, etc. And then there will be some filings that you need to do either at the state or federal level, depending on which exemption you've selected. In the case of state exemptions, if you're going to be raising money from investors in multiple states, then you're typically not going to want to use an intrastate exemption because you'd have to follow the rules of every state where your investors are from. That's when people will usually go to using the federal exemption. And the federal exemption will allow you to preempt those individual state requirements as long as you file a notice in those states telling them that you're claiming that federal exemption.